You're listening to SBS News. Médecins Sans Frontières has been on the Pacific island of Nauru providing mental health care to both asylum seekers sent there by Australia and locals since November last year. Now its staff has returned home by order of the Nauruan government. And in a Sydney news conference of rare intensity for the apolitical organisation, Executive Director Paul McPhun has termed the mental health of asylum seekers absolutely devastating. He claims at least 78 have considered or attempted suicide or self-harm.
MSF calls for the immediate evacuation of all asylum seekers and refugees so that they can complete their resettlement process in a place of safety with dignified conditions. MSF calls for an end to the Australian policy of indefinite offshore detention. The mental health conditions of asylum seekers and refugees trapped on Nauru is absolutely devastating.
MSF psychiatrist Beth O'Connor worked on Nauru for almost the entire 11 months the organisation was on the island. She says she witnessed some improvements in mental health, but also noticed major declines. Dr. O'Connor says children who once greeted her and engaged in conversation eventually became withdrawn and refused to leave their homes. She says it was clear they were afflicted by a psychiatric condition known as resignation syndrome, a dissociative syndrome that induces a catatonic state. It mainly affects young people who've suffered psychological trauma.
When I went to visit these children at home, they had taken to their bed. They were no longer eating or drinking sufficient amounts to keep themselves alive. Many were not able to toilet themselves. They were incontinent of urine and feces. And when I tried to talk to them, to these children that previously would talk back to me, they would not respond. They would just stare through me. And seeing that level of deterioration in the children was really quite horrific.
Clinical psychologist Christine Reffiner also spent time on Nauru with MSF. She says the word that sticks with her most from her experience was destroyed.
Virtually every patient I met expressed current, intense suicidal ideation, and many had recent self-harm or suicide attempts. The word I heard most often in my own therapy sessions with patients was destroyed. People feeling that their sense of self and any hope that they have about living a meaningful future has been irrevocably destroyed.
The Department of Home Affairs didn't respond to SBS's request for a comment. MSF was ordered on Friday, October 6, to close its operations within 24 hours. It tried for several days to negotiate with the Nauruan government, but had no success. The Nauruan health minister told the organisation at the time its psychological and psychiatric services were no longer needed. Greg Dyatt, SBS News. If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.